The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Welcome to Sleeps, where I, your host, DJ Papaya, will explore the world of sleep and a condition called insomnia, where each episode will be dedicated to exploring the vitality of sleep and the detriments of depriving yourself of it, alongside the implications that insomnia entails. On this week's episode of Sleeps, we have a guest. He's my brother, Anthony, and we're going to be discussing insomnia as he also suffers from insomnia. So, like, insomnia has impacted your life?
I feel like it has impacted my life in a pretty negative way, I would say. I'm very tired throughout the day. I'm not a morning person. I don't know. I just struggle to really get my day started since I wake up so late. At night, I can't fall asleep, so I'll just lay there, either watching TV or scrolling on my phone, and it's not something I like.
How do you feel like that's impacted the way you, like, view sleep and that aspect?
Well, I realize how important sleep is to everybody, you know? You should really want, like, 7 to 8 hours, but when you can't fall asleep, it's kind of difficult to get there.
Question, I wanted to ask how long it took you to realize that something was wrong with your patterns of sleep.
I'd say probably like 23 or 24 years. Because like through high school and stuff, I thought there was nothing wrong. But then college, I was like, it's still the same way. It wasn't until I saw a TikTok talking about insomnia and like what the actual things that affected it were, and that's when I realized, like, oh, this kind of describes me.
Yeah. For this next question, I wanted to discuss, what do you feel makes your insomnia worse?
I'd say caffeine probably plays a role, since I do have a lot of caffeine throughout the day, and I imagine that takes its toll. I feel like blue light, I've heard that it also keeps you up at night. That's why you should try to avoid blue light after 9 p.m. And I'm starting to do that. And then, I don't know, just life, like things you stress about and think about throughout the day or the future. All these little things really have me up at night. And sometimes it's literally just sitting there in darkness with my eyes closed, trying to go to sleep, and your mind's just active.
Are there any stressors in your life currently that you feel impact your sleep? Current stresses in your life that you feel impact your sleep?
I'd say so. I was like, my mom just had surgery.
So our mom, but yeah.
Our mom just had surgery. And so I guess that would be something that was, you know, on the back of my mind. And other than that, nothing much. Just genuine, or just the day-to-day things that you worry about.
He was very upset when I moved to college. It really kept him up at night, too. What is your sleep environment like?
When I go to sleep, I usually turn off the lights, but I keep the TV on. Because if I don't have any sound, then I feel my mind just wanders and thinks. But if I have at least a sound playing, then I kind of just focus on that. And I can doze off to that easier than I can with nothing.
Do you feel like sometimes you get distracted by the TV playing in the back and that hinders your ability to sleep?
No, because I usually put on a show like I've seen before and that's not really interesting. So something that I don't really care if I miss what's going on.
Do you think that anything else in your sleep environment, like how bright your lights are, how like comfortable your bed is or things like that, impact your sleep? Or is it just like chronic insomnia where it's nothing really helps?
I don't know. I've noticed that like when I have the lights on and like above me, it kind of helps me go to sleep, funny enough. Or when I have my little kitten next to me, kind of puts me at ease.
Yeah, I feel like that's a way that we experience insomnia differently, as when I need to go to sleep, I feel like I need to have all the lights off. When you were a student, insomnia impacted, like, your ability to learn or, like, perform well on exams and things like that. By the way, for the listeners, he's 28.
I would say in high school I wasn't the best student, so it didn't really affect it too much. But throughout college, I don't know, I think it kind of helped because I would stay up late nights studying and doing assignments. And I, you know, also worked during the day, so I wouldn't say it affected me too negatively. Just if whenever I had, like, a final, sometimes they choose an early hour to do the final. I'd say that's the only time it really affected me.
You don't feel like because you were sleep deprived, it, like, affected your ability to focus while you were in class? And
yeah, but I've always been, like, read the book and learn versus in class. So I've always had, like, teachers, they post the notes online. So I wouldn't say it affected me too much during class because that's not my learning style.
Do you think it's affected other areas of your life, like your relationships with people or, like, the things you do throughout your day, like going to the gym?
Yeah. Sometimes it just puts me in a mood where I don't want to talk or I'm just not a bubbly person per se. And it's, I guess it does affect, especially having a girlfriend who likes to talk. Sometimes, you know, she gets a little upset that I'm not the most talkative, but at the same time, I don't have the energy or I just don't feel the motivation to talk or to do things. Like, when I work out, I go through it, but it's not like there's no passion behind it.
So do you feel like your insomnia has definitely made you more irritable? And do you see a difference in days that you sleep better, that your irritability kind of diminishes, than days where you are experiencing insomnia?
Yeah. Anytime I can get, like, 8 to 9 hours of sleep, I wake up, you know, a happy, bubbly person. So I would say, yeah, it does affect. Sleep's a very important thing for your brain.
What I feel like I've noticed helps me when I'm struggling with insomnia is I try to make sure that my phone's, like, dead, so I'm not tempted to use it.
Terrible idea. But continue.
That's what I feel like helps me, because then I'm not tempted to, like, doom scroll on TikTok. And I always try to do my work at night while my phone is dead, so that at least if I'm suffering from, like, an episode where I'm not going to be able to sleep much, I at least am productive. But I feel like eventually it makes me feel sleepier, so that helps me at times when I'm struggling with insomnia.
I've actually heard that reading to fall asleep is a good way to do it. I haven't tried it, but I've been meaning to. Have you tried it?
Yeah, well, in a sense, I feel like usually when I'm trying to go to sleep, I'm writing down my notes and reading, like, slides, so I feel that is, I guess, reading, and at times, because it's kind of boring, I do get sleepy.
That makes sense.
Is there anything that helps you when you're struggling to fall asleep?
I'd say, like, if I go on a run, a couple miles run before bed, you know, of course, shower after the run, then I'm a lot more tired and I'm able to fall asleep. Let's see what else. I feel like I've tried cannabis and it helps sometimes, but other times it has a reverse effect and I just think even more.
For me, I also experience, the way that I experience insomnia is more, I can fall asleep, but I wake up like every 30 minutes or every hour. So that's kind of, I struggle more with, like, interrupted sleep. What type of sleep do you struggle with?
Just falling asleep, because usually when I'm asleep, I'm out. I wake up a couple times, maybe because of my cat, like, laying on me or running around the room. But for the most part, once I'm able to fall asleep, I'm out.
For me, I feel like my insomnia doesn't necessarily bother me. Like, I feel like, although it would be nice to one day get rid of it or have it just magically, like, go away, I don't feel that it inhibits my life much, so it's not something that I would mind having for the rest of my life. But how do you feel about that?
I mean, as of right now, I work late nights, so It's not the worst thing in the world, but for the future, no, I do not want to have insomnia. I was like, I don't like being a person who wakes up later in the day. I'd rather be up early, like 6 or 7 a.m. But it's not where we're at.
I feel like for me, because I have interrupted sleep, I kind of can wake up as early as I want because I'm waking up every like 30 minutes or an hour. So I do usually get up by like 7 or 8 every day. And I feel like that also adds to why it doesn't necessarily bother me as much, as the only time I really feel the effects of it are later in the day when I don't have anything to do, because I try to get everything out of the way early. And it's not that I want insomnia for the rest of my life, it's just I wouldn't necessarily mind if it was something that was consistent throughout my life.
Yeah, that sounds pretty good.
Going back to how stressors in your life affect your insomnia, how do you feel like recently those stressors have either affected your insomnia, or how insomnia has affected those stressors in your life?
What do you mean by stressors?
Just things that you feel in your life that stress you out. Like our mom getting surgery, or your little sister moving to college.
Yeah. That one, I feel like, relieved a little bit of stress in my life, but yeah. I don't know. The stressors, most of them is just thinking about like the future and the uncertainties. But I don't know. Insomnia, like, it's just something that you think about every night. And it's just like, if there's not something on the TV for me to pay attention to, then my mind just wanders and wanders, and it goes down like the same rabbit hole every week or every day.
I feel like for me personally, insomnia does affect my stressors, because I'm currently a nursing student, and I feel like when I'm not able to like sleep, like rhythmic sleep, that I just think about everything that I have to do, everything that's coming up for me, and obviously not wanting to perform badly, and then being stressed out that if I don't sleep enough, I will perform badly, or that I should just study instead of sleep in order to try to perform better. So it's just a constant, I guess, tug of war with that in considering my insomnia.
Yeah, I just forgot that I also did try the ashwagandha little pills to try to help me sleep as well, and melatonin. I feel like they would help me fall asleep at the beginning, but it wouldn't help, like, for some reason I wouldn't be able to stay asleep, and that was weird. And then at some point, I feel like I had to keep adding melatonin, because the dosage wasn't hitting me the same no more.
Yeah, I tried ashwagandha and melatonin too at like the peak of my insomnia. My insomnia was at its worst during COVID, which I feel like has impacted us all in different ways, but it definitely impacted my insomnia very drastically, and it worked for a little bit, but I think I would abuse it a little bit, and at some point the dosages just didn't work, and I don't think taking a whole bottle of that was very healthy, so I stopped. And coming to a close this portion of the podcast, as our guest has other things to do, I wanted to give him an opportunity to say bye.
Yeah, I have to leave because some people on this podcast have lives. So, thank you for listening. Goodbye.